It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com.
We'll get to the next break. Don't worry.
818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And it is Hour 3 on Friday. It's the 6th of September. By the way, next week is the middle of September. It's Friday the 13th. And I hope you don't have triskaidekaphobia. I don't. But we need to talk about major issues. For example, a lot of people don't understand we have all kinds of toxicity in our food now. We have genetically modified food, we have mineral depleted food, and most of all, we have toxin-laced food and medicine now with aspartame, Splenda, azosulfam, sucralose, sodium cyclamate. All these toxins are directly toxic to DNA. They cause decrease in IQ and fertility. They cause cancer. They cause organic brain damage. It's not by mistake. It's by design. It's actually on purpose. And a lot of people, like we had a Dr. Monty on a few weeks ago talking about this, and he's a psychiatrist, but he couldn't accept the idea that maybe there's a form of evil here. It's not just people trying to hide data, which they do, by the way. It's the fact that we actually have what I call Rumsfeld disease, started with aspartame. Believe it or not, if you go back in history, it was originally developed by the Nazis, and it was used to actually toxically affect people inside Nazi death camps. People need to realize aspartame degrades the diketopiperazine, formaldehyde, methyl alcohol. In fact, methyl alcohol is a better way to embalm your brain because formaldehyde embalms the tissue so quickly it can't get to your brain. But if you have methanol, which is a degradation product of aspartame, it will convert to formaldehyde in your brain tissue. And so, as I say, we probably should give a little 10 or 20% chit to take off the cost of embalming when you die because aspartame pre-embalms you. That's why I think we should say that because of the regulatory agents like the FDA and so on, we actually have not Obamacare, we have embalming care. Do you like that? Embalming care?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Someone sent me a cartoon about that. And I listed the Trocco study, which shows you are embalmed, under pre-embalming because that's the way it's in the medical text by Dr. Roberts. If you want to look up the formaldehyde, that's the way it is. So if you go to my website, you'll see a cartoon someone sent in of a man being embalmed with diet soda.
Right.
So it's really well known, and there's been videos on it, and now we've got studies on it. And the poor man that did the study, Dr. Alemany, a brilliant doctor in Barcelona, who did it, the aspartame industry tried to destroy his or assassinate his character because of it. It still went around the world and saved the lives of millions of people.
Right.
So it's now on record, and anyone that wants to read it, it's you look under pre-embalming, and it's the Trocco study.
Right, Trocco study. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go to your website, which is Mission Possible World Health or International, WP, Mission Possible, WHI.com, right?
Right, only by the initials because it's so
yeah.
long.
Just the initial, yeah, so long,
by
yeah.
The initials.
Now, we also want to invite here to the show Dr. Joe Elid. Dr. Elid is a hospitalist. He's a young doctor who actually works in hospitals. And he's found a number of anomalies. And, of course, one of the most important things about thinkers is that you don't think you have all the answers. You're asking better and better questions. And when you see a paradox or anomaly or something that doesn't fit, you know, it's almost like looking at a puzzle, you have to understand, why is this not fitting? It doesn't fit because it's an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. And when you look at the manipulation of data and some of these studies that are going on, and he sent me a study recently, which I have posted up to the show today, even in Canada, on the mineral imbalances in food, you'll see that their conclusions don't make sense with the data they have collected. Same way as the climate studies when they talk about global warming. Well, what's going on is why? Because they politicize things and they have an agenda. You know, when you point these things out, for example, Ajinomoto now in Japan does a manufacturer, but when I was back in 1987, I actually took care of the employees working at the aspartame plant in South Carolina. And they told us specifically, don't talk to the media. They actually, our hospital directors said, don't talk to the media. If they come in and they have this symptoms, which means polyneuropathy, organic brain damage, optic neuritis, cancer, all kinds of things, don't talk to the media, because they're going to be, some of these people will be in panic. They're exposed to aspartame vapors. Now, they took E. coli and they insert a gene into the E. coli gut bacteria, bowel bacteria, to generate the tripeptide. Then they have a centrifuge to centrifuge off the tripeptide. It's what's called an E-centrifuge, which means that it uses an electronic current and the atomic or molecular mass to actually separate the molecules to tripeptide out. This molecule basically is E. coli, or your poop bacteria pooping out the peptides that are basically a neurotoxin and an abortifacient and a cancer-inducing carcinogen. And the fact is, they know this and they have known it all along. And in fact, they like it. In fact, they keep changing the name, or they have new generations of sweetened toxins, like Splenda, which is, of course, an optical isomer of sugar, or azasulfam, which is also toxic. They put in things like a bottling company or ciders up in Northern California. We've got Ace Cider, almost no sugar. That's because it's got this azasulfam. It's also neurotoxic and genotoxic. And if you have a previous reaction to aspartame and you start drinking Splenda, you're going to get a recall phenomena. It's not just allergic, it's a neurotoxic phenomenon related to the spectral frequency. In fact, the spectral frequency of aspartame and sucralose is identical at 438.6 hertz, according to equations from Linus Pauling. The spectral frequency of azasulfam and sodium cyclamate is identical at 299.9 hertz. That's the neutralizing frequency. So what people have to understand, their body is being poisoned on purpose to reduce population, reduce fertility, and reduce IQ. This is not a joke. This is not by chance. It's on purpose, isn't it, Dr. Elid and Dr. Martini?
Well, yes. I certainly hope not.
Well, it's not a matter of hope not. You know, if somebody slaps you in the face and they're right in front of you or hits you with a baseball bat, you know the guy, it's in his right hand, you know the perpetrator. Yeah. We know the perpetrators. We know even the data, when we see data studies where they manipulate the data, like the fatal drugs allowed people, that's the name that Dr. Betty has thought up years ago. Or I've changed the name now to call the Federal Death Agency. Do you like that, Federal Death Agency? And people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, why do you think I do not want a license in this country? America is both a doer of great good and great evil. America does more evil in the world than any other country on earth, and currently is ready to put the toxic things and spread GMO food around the world. And spread, of course, their toxic genetically modified foods. There's four countries that have GMO. The United States, Canada, Argentina, and Brazil. They're loaded to the gunnels with GMO. And when people don't understand these toxins, for example, like Ajinomoto, they keep on mutating it. Now it's in over-the-counter medicines or prescription medications they have to take orally. They say, well, we have to add this as a sweetener because we've converted these medical pills to generic, and the generics have to have a sweetener. No, they don't. And they add the sweetener as aspartame or something similar to it with a different name, right?
Yeah, and Dr. Deagle, something comes to mind from everything you're saying. Do you think, the colloquial legalese and how we define the words we use, do you think that there's a component of that in the way information is delivered? Because, quote, scientists will say, GMO does nothing, but because they're saying empirically in some definition of the way they understand it, yeah, it doesn't do anything, but actually
it's because of downstream effects.
Do you think that they're using those loopholes because in some sense it is true, but I mean really it's not true? Do you think that?
Well, no, I'll tell you what the problem is. If you want to sell a lie, you change the terrain in which you're lying about. If you're saying it does nothing, it looks like a tomato and tastes like a tomato. But mm-hmm. if you do an infrared photograph of a tomato that's got scorpion genes, it doesn't look like a tomato, and insects and all kinds of other life forms see in the infrared spectra, they won't eat it. It doesn't just got pheromones that scare the hell out of insects. It doesn't look like it. Now, when you bring the spectral frequency of something modified like that, or you bring an aspartame, it directly affects the resonant frequencies that regulate your DNA. So it's not just a toxin. It actually regulates the effect of mineral resonance and amino acid resonance. Because remember, minerals and amino acids are the primary things that control the production of messenger RNA in your nucleoplasm, a little spheroid that holds your DNA. So if you've got toxic amino acids, which is what this is, amino acid anomaly, it's going to shut down specific genes. You're going to get a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. You're also going to get the direct toxic effect of these chemicals because they cross-link proteins or they amplify, act as an adjuvant to amplify your immune system. So when aspartame, you know, toxically cross-links or produces free radicals by docking out enzymes, you're going to end up with certain proteins becoming immunogenic. So you're going to get autoimmunity. So aspartame is going to increase the autoimmunity. Aspartame is going to increase the breakdown of the blood-brain barrier. Aspartame is going to not only pre-embalm your brain, but it's also going to increase the immunogenicity of other things you're eating. So if you're eating regular food or even organic food when you're drinking a soda, you know, a soda cola or whatever that has aspartame, it's going to increase the risk that the proteins in the food are becoming immunogenic or going to produce an allergic reaction, elevated cytokine levels and reactions. It's just natural. But the problem is they don't want to make these statements because they want to just avoid it, just like the lawyers and the politicians. The fact is you have to ask better questions. What does aspartame do? How does it do it? What are the four or five different avenues in which aspartame does it? Does it affect epigenetics, toxicology, autoimmunity, gene transcription? And if you ask people that have supposedly looked at this, they'll say, well, we need a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. You can't. In many of these cases, this kind of trial would be unethical, wouldn't it? What you want to do is a trial of one where you actually measure specific parameters and say, what does it do to those parameters? Does it break down the blood-brain barrier, which you can test if you do actually special things like a quick scan of the brain, or organic acids, or look at immunotoxic cytokines in their blood? But no one's doing this stuff. And the people that do enough studies realize that, hey, these things are really toxic, but the regulatory authorities, if they're honest, like this one that talked to Dr. Betty, they'll simply say, oh, yeah, we do need to reduce the world population and fertility. I mean, the latest statements by Bernie Sanders Claus is we need to not only reduce the population, we need to convert human beings into food. I mean, he's actually saying this. And people say, oh, no, that's not evil. I said, are you an idiot? Yeah, you are an idiot. Okay, there's no cure for that except the Darwin effect, which means if things get really rough, you're going to die prematurely. So you have to understand, if you don't listen and don't ask better questions and think that you know what's going on, I don't know everything. Every day I get up asking more questions than what I know. And I realize if I know 1,000 times more than the average person, they think they already know everything, they're dangerous, because I call this vicious ignorance. They bare their teeth and growl at those that ask questions because they want us to shut up. Now, I was born without the shut-up gene, as I said in the first hour with Michelle making her laugh. The shut-up gene means when people growl at you or socially try to shun you, you'll shut up and you'll try to say things nice so they'll like you. I don't give a damn what people think about me. I want them to respect one thing. I ask good questions, I present good data, and I care for them, and I'll die for them, but I don't take a scintillion of crap off anybody, including MDs, PhDs, scientists, politicians, and other people, because they won't ask the tough questions and pursue the data to see whether something is safe or not. Genetically modified foods are not safe. Demineralized food's not safe. Food where you took the soil and destroyed it with gases to kill the agrobacterium so there's no minerals. Toxic toxins from electropollution, smart grid, Wi-Fi network, and 5G and 6G. These are e-toxins that are destroying your enzyme pathways. And then when you add aspartame and all the other spin-off, we call toxic, I call it sweeteners of death. This is like, you know, this is a devil's potion. You can hear, like, the screw tape letters in the background. Lord Satan, it's been so wonderful. We've had so many names for aspartame now. And the regulators keep on covering up all our traces of evil. And they still think it's just accidental that we're killing and sterilizing people. Isn't it wonderful, Lord Satan? Yes, we have some very compliant jellyfish people, including these jellyfish Christians that won't raise these issues in churches or public places because they don't want to be shunned by their colleagues of thought as a conspiracy theorist that an evil exists. That's what's going on, people. What do you think?
Dr. Bill, since this is Aspartame Awareness Month, I was late in sending you the report I just did. Have you read the new study by the World Health Organization that aspartame was never proven safe?
Yeah, I think I did. You sent me that last week, and I did it. Looked at that, and I thought.
So this just came out recently.
Yeah, and this came out recently, and this makes total sense. I had Scott Tips on the program last Monday. And we talked about that. We talked about the fact of 5G, too, and how they brought
also,
animals.
And the other things, you know, I think about the names. If you'll notice, most all the articles have the word kill in them.
Yeah. I want you to repeat that when we come back, because we're kind of being ground up by the dump bumper. But we're going to come back and want you to repeat that. back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Dr. Benny, I want to repeat what you were saying just before the break because we're drowned out by the bumper. And expand on this, because your comments of dealing with some of these doctors and even overseas indicates that they're well aware that hundreds of millions of people will die prematurely or be sterilized by these weapons of mass sweet destruction. And what people don't understand, and again, this is where I want to have a talk with Dr. Monty. Being a psychiatrist, you should understand one of the words that's been removed from the English language, especially in psychiatry, is it's always a mental illness, even evil. Evil is not a mental illness. It's the absence of good. And what people should understand, when we see these people in regulatory authority power in our government, they're saying things like, hey, yeah, we do need to reduce the world population. Look at all the Democrats. Pretty well all of them are basically saying we need to reduce the population to save the planet. They want to sterilize us. And in fact, even Bernie Sanders is talking about converting human beings to food, like Soylent Green, you know, Charlton Heston. People need to start grasping that what's going on here needs to stop, and there's a possibility Europe is going to actually ban aspartame pretty soon. Again, now that it's now off patent, it's so cheap, it's cheaper than regular sugar. So it's damn well everywhere, and it's got all kinds of, we call, mutant names, so you can't tell exactly if it's in your food or your medicine. So please continue.
Well, let me tell you about EFSA, because I worked with him. If you've looked at this report, and I have... Dr. Millstone, Dr. Eric Millstone. And I met Dr. Millstone about 22 years ago when I was lecturing in England and Scotland, and he's an excellent scientist, and he is, and he's absolutely brilliant, and he goes a little further than a lot of people in his studies. So when I saw the EFSA investigation, and of course I was trying to help them, and so were my network around the world and all of our doctors too, and nothing happened. And what when the Ramazzini studies were done by Dr. Siffredi, now keep in mind this is the Ramazzini Institute, one of the top cancer institutes in the world.
Right.
We're not talking about just any old researcher, you know, that
right.
may not be familiar with this type of thing. He didn't do one study on aspartame and cancer. He did three of them, and he received an award only given twice in history. And I know because I was there when he received it, and I was with him in New York, and I went up there to meet him. Well, industry was trying to prevent. It was so prestigious that they were doing everything in the world they could. Don't accept it. And some of it, you know, was really kind of stupid, especially since doctors know better. For instance, they said, you can't accept that. The rats had respiratory disease, and Dr. Siffredi said, well, of course they did. This is a lifetime study. Respiratory disease is the dying process, and the rats were dying. Anyway, by the time that Dr. Siffredi got through, they wouldn't answer him. So anyway, they argued and argued, and this is in print in a press release. The head of the committee of EFSA resigned and put out a notice.
Now you're talking about EFSA. You're referring to that real quick. EFSA is European Food Safety Agency, right?
Right.
Yeah. So go ahead.
But anyway, they he put out a note that we were pressured by industry to hijack science. So the head of EFSA, even before Dr. Millstone got started in his study, admitted, the whole head of the committee admitted that they were doing this because they were pressured by industry.
Right.
And you have to know it from the beginning, because there wasn't any EFSA. It was the Commission on Food, you know, in Britain, and they did the study, and they were reported by a friend of mine, Mark Gold, the Aspartame Toxicity Center, because it turned out that the committee on the review was one person, probably a flack. And so the people over there that have to do with fraud got them, and it became inactive, and they set up EFSA to keep them away from industry. So then when the Ramazzini studies came out, and study after study after study on how bad it was, EFSA says, we're going to do a review. I said, oh, my word, here they go again. And I sent them all the best scientific peer-reviewed studies, things that you absolutely could not argue with. But it turned out what they did was they couldn't fight. How do you fight 100% of independent studies? So what they did was they have their people they pay to do studies and say it's safe. So they plagiarized a review, and Margot turned them over to this organization, as I did for conflict of interest. If you got half the committee that's worked for people like Coca-Cola or the aspartame industry,
right,
and they are making the decision as to whether what do you expect is going to happen.
With your introduction, I managed to talk for an hour and a half to Dr. Elid, and I want to hear some of his comments, because he's a young doctor. He's quite, taken by the negativity inside the so-called healing professions and the regulatory agencies and the government over just healthcare in general, because it's not really done to extend people's lifespan. It's a business. But the regulation of medicine and food is insane. I mean, I've changed the name of doctors to MD from medical doctor to medical drug salesman, MDS. I realized that anybody who asks tough questions, and I did a lot in medical school, I asked 98% of the questions of my class of 105 at Dalhousie in Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is a sister of Harvard and across the water in Boston. It was, we had conjoint studies a lot with Harvard. And what people need to understand, I got trained in ultrasound back in 1974 or 75, working with Dr. McMillan. And I work with a motion disorders lab with the dean of medicine. And what I understand is, if you're a scientist first, which you should be before you're a doctor, a healer, and you ask tough questions and you have to be a problem solver, you have to understand some advanced science before you can actually problem solve. You can't just be a drug salesman. And you can't just accept drug companies or the words of even your professors if you can pull them apart with good questions. So, Dr. Elid, I'd like you to comment on what you've seen so far, because you sent me a study on minerals. But you've seen the same thing go with toxic sweeteners. What do you see happening as a young doctor seeing this? It must be very distressing for you, because, like, I'm 46 years old from the, you know, from the time when I went to medical school in 1973. And I'm really distressed by the fact that I see the system, if anything, getting worse, not better. I don't see it improving. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's a socialist country like Canada or Britain or so-called non-socialist country like America. The insurance carriers and the effect of government regulation are in some ways virtually the same, or in some ways even worse. Because in regulatory countries like America, genetically modified food and toxic sweeteners and so on get away with more murder in the corrupt America than they do in other countries, where they won't even accept some countries overseas are genetically modified food, like Austria for Mont-80 corn, or China or Russia. They won't accept genetically modified food in these countries. So your analysis, what do you see happening?
Well, I'll just preface a few things. You know, I'm 33 years old. I've got 7 years of medical experience under my belt, including my residency training. And I trained in the Southwest. I did my medical school at U of A, and I did my residency in Albuquerque. Like, I would call those the two epicenters of integrative medicine.
Right.
And you know, talking about all these topics, I think the first thing that I think we should all say is that I don't think most people come to work saying, I'm going to do a bad job. I don't think anybody says that. And I got a lot of respect for all my educators and all the work that they put into my education. However, there is, like you said, I mean, it's an understatement to say there's some bias in our education, not only from the pharmaceutical industry, but from several other interests that keep the wheels turning, so to speak.
Right.
I came into about 2006 with some awareness of aspartame and some toxicity, and that was while I was in college, and I was still thinking about, you know, how my life was going to be, and I just a few years ago, aspartame came up on my radar again when I was caring for some individuals that had symptoms that I could not explain, and so I started picking apart their diet, and I started dissecting. Okay, well, like, what are you eating? What are you drinking? And in a couple cases there was quite a bit of diet soda or diet consumption, you know, light or crystal light. I mean, as an example,
right.
You know, things. And a cursory search on the internet on Toxnet, you know, it's an open source free service by the government. I looked up aspartame. And I'm like, man, I haven't thought about this in a long time. And I said, oh, I can give some IV vitamins. Gave these people IV vitamins. Their symptoms more or less disappeared. And they said, wow, I feel so much better, doc. So it's been kind of on my radar. And then in the last couple months, it's become apparent to me in some of my free time I've been doing my research and that it is a big problem. And without violating HIPAA, I think most of the people we see in hospitals, I would say more than half are probably experiencing symptoms from aspartame because most of them are consuming stuff with aspartame. Dr. Martini, I got a hold of Dr. Robert's book, and I'm about 100 pages into it. It's over 1,000 pages, and I'm just blown away. I mean, I'm thinking of patients I've seen in the past. I'm like, wow, that was my patient. Wow, that was my patient. I'm making it a point right now to tell all my patients about this, and I try not to sound, you know, like one of those crazy people, because, you know, you sound paranoid, right, if you're talking about, oh, the additives in your food, right? Because everybody says, oh, they're crazy, right? Well, I mean, I tell them systematically, well, no, this is published, and this is all open source. And when I say it to people in the right way, they seem to listen to me.
You gotta break it to them gently, because they're going to just look at you as a nut if you tell them, you know, that there's so many toxins in your food and GMO food, and no wonder it's ruining your health. Like, for example, number one cause of death in Britain now is dementia. Well, I could parse that down.
Yeah, and what's causing it, right?
Yeah, what's causing it? I would say there's probably a number of what we call possible, adventurous things that we've done. Aspartame is up there. Mineral depleted soil, toxic electro pollution, GMO food, and of course the overuse of toxic polypharmacy that's actually depleting specific brain activity or accelerating damage. So you have a whole list of things. Now, I don't know which one is the greatest, but I would guess the introduction of aspartame and toxic sweeteners are a major factor causing accelerated brain damage.
Dr. Betty,
you had a comment, Dr. Betty?
Yes, about this. When I first got started, I met a man who knew someone from Pepsi. In any event, they said that they had just done a 10-year study on aspartame on humans, and the results were coming in, and that what it was causing was Alzheimer's, birth defects, and blindness. Mm. Now, this was many years ago. He didn't know that's what it caused. I knew that it caused that. And everybody was beginning to forget, and that on the FDA report of 92 symptoms, forgetfulness is, must be number 9. But an interesting thing happened. One day I ran into someone from the National Soft Drink Association, that's American Beverage now, and I was giving out flyers like I usually do. And this woman turned around and she said, aspartame is safe. I work for the National Soft Drink Association. I said, well, then you of all people should know how deadly it is and why everybody's getting Alzheimer's. I says, because you're the people that did the study. And she never denied it. She stepped back and said, you couldn't possibly have those studies. You couldn't possibly have them.
Wow. Back in a moment. Keep that thought. Keep that thought.
Well, we'll continue. Are you still iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Yep.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
I'm here.
Your emotions had an echo in so much space.
And we're coming back with Dr. Betty Martini and Dr. Joe Wheelett. Dr. Joe, if you were to summarize in a couple of minutes where you think things are going, because I see the medical profession as lost in space. It doesn't matter if it's in socialist country or America. I see the regulatory agencies in terms of food quality pushing GMO food, toxic pesticides like Roundup that causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, toxic sweeteners which they know cause infertility, decreased IQ, and are cancer-inducing, and they literally pre-embalm you, like aspartame. And people find this hard to believe. They think it's a conspiracy theory when you point out facts. It's almost like pointing a gunman that he may kill you, and you've already got one bullet in your chest, it hasn't killed you yet, and he's about to shoot another bullet, and you're telling them that there's a shooter right in front of you killing you, and they don't want to believe it. It's to me, it's bizarre. It really is. It's like, you know, I call it vicious ignorance. The public is, they're not stupid. They think it's almost a survival mechanism to believe that their politicians or regulatory authorities or even their doctors that, oh, there's nothing wrong with aspartame. It's good. It'll help you lose weight. No, in fact, it actually makes you gain weight because it's insulinostimulant. And things that stimulate free radicals and things that stimulate insulin actually put weight on you and they make you obese. They actually flip people to become diabetic. They cause infertility. They cause lots of other stuff that we probably don't even fully understand yet, but do we know that they produce free radicals? They're probably co-toxic with other things like genetically modified food and scalar radiation. I call it E-toxins, because E-toxins are scalar waves that actually shut off enzyme pathways in your body. What's your summary of what you see things going? Because in my 46 years since I started medical school, I'm very distressed by what I see happening. I don't see very many of my colleagues honest enough to ask tough questions or even point out the facts when it's looking them right in the eyeballs. It's to me, it's bizarre.
Dr. Bill, that's a tall order. I'll say that, and I'll say it, and I'll answer it as best as I can with my level of training and experience. Okay, here goes.
Yeah.
I think everybody is trained to do what they're trained to do.
Right.
And so one solution is we have to look at the training and see if there's some way that we can go into the training and supplement the training of our professionals.
Right.
To make them aware of this, number one. Number
right.
two, where I see things going, that was the main question you asked.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to say something I don't think anybody's ever said, okay?
Right.
Here goes. I think the only medical specialty that's actually cared about human beings has been preventative and aerospace medicine.
Right.
I don't think anybody's ever said that before. Because they
right.
actually care about the astronauts, and they want them to be tip-top before they go into space, because they want
right.
them to come back.
Right.
I don't think there's any other specialty that actually has it at their core to do that, because, like you said, we're pushing drugs. So I think if you think about what really causes illness, it's toxicity, it's deficiency, it's exposure, it's underexposure, it's trauma, it's infection, genetics, epigenetics. That's everything. And most illness is because of probably toxicity and deficiency.
Right.
And exposure. And instead of doing something about the underlying cause, we are coming from another direction and putting a drug on the symptom or the thing that is revealing itself, so to speak,
yeah.
without addressing
yeah,
the underlying cause. So, I mean, I think real free thought and innovation in medicine has been under attack for a very long time.
I got a few analogies for you. What you're saying is the yeah. doctors or the scientists are going along in every area of science, including metallurgy and AI and building supercomputers. They're going along with a little spray can and spraying the dashboard of the light of issues that might be of concern. And then the secondly is what I call maggot university, where the medical professor or the science professor or the environmental professor intellectually defecates in the university. And if you eat the defecation as a PhD candidate, and your defecation in your paper or your thesis defense looks, tastes, and smells like the defecation of the professor, you pass. So you have to have a similarity of what we call maggot university, because pass the smell test and the ugly test of your intellectual defecation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, people say, Dr. Deagle, and I said, well, what I learned when I was as little as 3 years of age, I learned that I learned to talk at about one, like most people do, but I talked in sentences. And by the time I was two, I started to ask questions of adults that made them feel uncomfortable. And by three, I was doing stuff that was, like, very precocious. And all the way through school and university and medical school residency, I've asked questions that people didn't want to answer. Now, I don't mind feelings. I'm not averse to feeling stupid. Because unless you feel empty or stupid, you're never going to ask a question as to why things are the way they are. What I see happen is most people that are not really smart, they can live with cognitive dissonance. They can live with things that are anomalies that don't make sense. And they haven't trained intellectual people either in medical school, PhD programs in basic or advanced science or anything to actually ask better questions and start learning how to think with their brain. They learn how to do intellectual defecation. They learn how to rote respond to questions, so you have to figure out how the test maker is making a specific test so you don't overthink the test maker so you don't fail. So the problem is, I see, they have an anti-intellectual system. I have brain exercises, for example, I'm going to put up my website on YouTube, that will actually raise your IQ within minutes. These exercises are what I call Where's Waldo exercises. They train you how to actually parse concepts to break them down and actually rebuild concepts as a hologram in your brain. The problem is people don't know how to think, and they're taught anti-intellectual ideas because when they put them through the European system called the Austrian system of education that started over 150 years ago, they brought to North America and the West, they brought this system because they want to train people how to think and how to regurgitate because they want to teach them things like how to print, how to write, how to make sentences and paragraphs, how to communicate. But they don't teach people how to think about thinking. And as a result, what happens, we call people are able to pass, say, an IQ test because they know how to do puzzles. But they really aren't original thinkers. They don't have what's called an inquisitive index. You know, I don't like the IQ, which is, you know, an intelligence quotient. I like the inquisitive index, okay? I2, I call it. How inquisitive are you? Yeah, this is where the problem is. If you're a scientist and you go through the inquisitive index when you're doing your research paper and the way you're setting up your data, it means the conclusions at the end of it probably mean something. I found out in my experience about 2% of articles that are published by medical doctors and scientists in general, including basic scientists like oceanography, where I did my original PhD, is worth reading. The rest of it is intellectual garbage. The reason is they don't ask questions to show that they've actually selectively had pre-selected data for their conclusions, and alternative conclusions will be made based on the data that they've already selected or the model they have, which is not complete, doesn't have all the drivers. For example, the model about climate, the model about how the body works. For example, does the body like GMO food, for example? I had talked to, 5 years ago, a Indian doctor doing research as a PhD at the University of Edinburgh on Mon-80 corn, and he found that it caused microcephaly, a giant abdomen, obesity, cancer, and sterility. It dropped the sperm count of these gerbils down to zero. So Switzerland, when they got this data, they outlawed Mon-80 corn coming into Switzerland, to Austria. So what we have to find out is that science doesn't move forward because we do a big study of 1,000 or 2,000 people, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial to find an answer. Because remember, they construct the study to prove a specific point, and the drug company has to invest enough money to show that they can actually justify their drug. That's why I heard the funniest statement a few years ago. If a drug doesn't have side effects, it probably doesn't have effects. The problem is, you see, we're going around as doctors spraying a little flashing light in the dashboard of the body rather than finding out why do we have so many more kids with ADD? Why do we have more dementia now as the number one cause of death in Britain? Why do we get so much heart failure? Why is it increasing 400% faster than any other heart disease? Why do we have so much cancer now? When I went to medical school, one person in 12 got cancer in the early 70s. Now it's less than one in two. I mean, why do we have so many, disturbed sexual orientation people now that are basically being feminized males, or we have the presence of xenoestrogens in our environment? Why are we recycling toxic water that's getting in our food supply? And now even, you know, honestly, Trump is good in some things, but other things he's an idiot. Pushing recycled toxic water with, you know, birth control pill and industrial waste and doping agents for microchips. Pushing hydrogen sulfide, which when your urine is concentrated by your kidneys, it'll dissolve steel and even porcelain. Pushing 5G network that pushes out e-toxins that shut down your genes. In fact, I know the science how to make a phased array directed energy weapon. And it's all based on mineral resonance. If I send a phased array weapon at you with a mineral residency of mercury, I can shut down your zinc metalloenzymes in seconds, and you'll have an immediate surge of superoxide dismutase. It'll kill you. No, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. Yes, I can, actually. And I know because I work with the guys working on classified projects in the NSA and classified projects, so I know what they're all up to. And they take people with a really high IQ, over 180, and some of them don't have any ethics, or some are good. The ones with no ethics, they get promoted, and they have an unending budget to do whatever the hell they please, and there's no restraint whatsoever. DARPA, for example, even has a vaccine against the God gene by shutting down the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor in your brain so you don't want to have a higher purpose in your life. They could do this now. They've had it over 10 years, believe it or not, the God gene vaccine. Do you know that? People say, Dr. Deagle, you can't know all this stuff. I will only release enough information. I won't have you, if you're not saved, commit suicide. Because if you're not a saved person, you listen to everything I say, you think, well, loads of people say, well, he's just a nut. No, I'm not just a nut. You know, and the problem is, I've been through, God allowed me to go through a personal hell and see a lot of things firsthand, not secondhand, and have the intelligence to absorb it and have what I call a deficiency in what's called a shut-up gene. I don't have one. I'm not afraid of the public or a million people in front of me. I'm not afraid of people challenging me because I want to be taught. If someone's got grade 3 and a good logic and evidence, I want to learn. But I have very few callers that will actually challenge me, ask me a question on anything, because literally I have the intellectual and spiritual ability to answer any question on any topic in the world instantly or break down the problem to its constituent parts. I don't know anybody that has that ability, but I do. And I'm showing up right now because this is the end of human history. We're about to transition to an age where they're going to do genetically modified caste system humans, get rid of most of the human population, replace them with what I call cybots, which are human embryos grown in laboratories and connected to the supernet to be part robot. If you don't think that we're heading toward Blade Runner and much worse, you're an idiot. We are. And it's not waiting decades. A lot of these things have been done in the past. I took care of super soldiers who were actually being developed by the U.S. military. General Poindexter destroyed a whole troop of them. I took care of actually some of them personally. I was their doctor. And one guy got genetically upgraded, and in 6 months after he had taken the genetic modification, a lot of his colleagues, they got terrible bone pain, but most of them grew much larger. He put on 100 pounds of body mass and 6.5 inches in height. And a lot of these guys got so depressed by what was going on with their body, they committed suicide. So people say, Dr. Deagle, how do you know all that stuff? I said, God had my day timer. And let me tell you, what I know, you do not want to know, not unless you're really saved by the blood of Jesus. It's really nasty stuff. And you're not going to hear this stuff on any other show. Not on Coast to Coast, not on Rents Network. You're not going to hear it on Republic Radio. You're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else. You're going to hear it from Deagle. And my co-host, like Dr. Betty, is probably the most intelligent person on aspartame and toxic sweeteners of death. And she has a bevy of really brilliant doctors like yourself, Dr. Elid, Dr. Monty, and many others. And the problem is, this keeps marching forward. I don't see any stalling at all on the toxic sweetener march. Do you?
No, it's getting worse.
Oh, yeah, it's getting worse. They're culminating. If you don't think they're ready to hack into the Nyos, that's the Hebrew for the temple in our consciousness, if you don't think that they're knocking down the door, the battering ram is things like aspartame, to batter down the ram of your cortex, if you don't think they want to reduce human fertility when you hear the demon rats saying that we need to reduce human fertility because the world will not survive, these devils, honestly, that's what they are, these minions of Satan, and these ignorant so-called pretend MDs and PhDs, they are marching us like lemmings over the cliff. And if you want to spit on the messenger, again, I'm a man of spittle, I don't care. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Right to the last moment, my last oxygen molecule leaves my last mitochondria. I will tell you the truth.
Well, the problem is the FDA has said that they have made...
Exactly.
They've made...
Which is most important because...